Action.com. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. From the Voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, from KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 The Flag in the booming Bakken, from Tioga, North Dakota, and KLTC in Dickinson. This is the program where we ask what's on your mind. On this sixth day of February, 2014, good morning, Todd Mitchell.
Good morning, Scott Hannon.
You know what's on my mind?
Pie? Oh, that's me. It occurred to me, I'm becoming quite the pie connoisseur.
Yeah, well, it's hard.
Thanks to you.
It's hard not to be thinking about pies, especially since we're going to be giving out free pie next Tuesday.
Exactly.
At the Bismarck Civic Center for the K-Fire Agra International Trade Show after the program Tuesday.
There's a few people scared about that already. That must mean it's good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. A company from Warroad, Minnesota, Lake of the Woods Pie Company, heard us talking about our quest to find the best tasting pie on the Northern Plains. And they said they've met the challenge. So we said, prove it.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we not only want to feed you and Todd, Scott, we want to feed your listeners.
So we tell them, put your pie where your mouth is?
Exactly. I should have told them that. Anyway, Tuesday after the show, we invite you to come on and join us, and Todd and I are actually going to serve up the pie. So right after the show Tuesday, circle that on your calendars. Join us at the K-Fire Agra International Trade Show at the Bismarck Civic Center. We'll be handing out the free pie. It's apple pie. Apple berry pie, apple caramel pie, apple, all kinds of great apple pie. So what's not to love?
Wait a minute. I didn't realize there are many different kinds of apple pie.
That's what they do.
Wow.
So pie is on your mind. What's on my mind is that it's February 6th, and it's my mom's birthday. On this day in 1941, Jeanette Arlene Tilgis was born. How about that?
Ah, she's one of those Tilgises, then.
To Adam and Bertha Tilgis. Exactly, in St. Leo, Minnesota, on this very day.
Where's St. Leo?
It's by Canby.
That's awful.
I know. It would be southwest Minnesota.
Okay.
Marshall, you know where Marshall
sure.
is?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so it would be a little north of Sioux Falls and a little bit to the east.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Very good.
Pipestone's right in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Laverne and Pipestone are further. No, I guess it'd be, I don't know. It's a little further up.
I'll Google it.
It's down in that corner.
Sorry to make your head work so hard.
Canby Lancer. She was a Canby Lancer, my mom. She was the, what do you call the when you lead the parade with the marching band and you're the baton girl? Yeah,
or?
She was the baton girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, so, Mom, happy birthday. I love you, and I'm looking forward to, she loves pizza, so we're going to do pizza tonight for dinner.
Ooh, yeah. That's a great mom to have.
Exactly right.
Moms that love pizza are great moms.
And you know what? What's really ironic about February 6th being my mom's birthday is it's also Ronald Reagan's birthday. Ronald Reagan would have been 103 years of age today. And I love Ronald Reagan. I'm sure it'll come as a big surprise to you, Todd. I have a reverence for Ronald Reagan.
Well, he was one of the most loved presidents in American history anyway. So
not when he was president, he wasn't.
Not while he was president, but
since.
A lot of good stuff happened during his presidency that I think once we step back and realize, you know, he got a lot of stuff done.
He sure did. He was, in my view.
You admire a guy that comes right to the American people and gives his message instead of trying to, you know, have it filtered through 15,000 other people.
The great communicator.
Exactly.
He really was. And, he's the reason I'm a conservative. I mean, I was trying to find my way as a high school kid on, you know, what do I believe? My folks were sort of apolitical.
I can't picture you as some, like, hippie or, you know, draft card burning hippie.
I did ride in a parade with Walter Mondale and the former governor of Minnesota, Wendy Anderson. My dad was a big Democrat, lefty. He loved Hubert Humphrey.
He was a lefty before they coined the phrase lefty or the term lefty.
Yeah, sure. You never really heard that.
Yeah, I was going to say, and when you and I are about the same age, when you and I were growing up, nobody was a lefty or a righty. When did that actually start coming into play?
I don't know. And I don't even know that I know the difference between a Republican and a Democrat when I was growing up. I really didn't.
I didn't either.
I always joke about Hubert Humphrey was my...
was my favorite Democrat, and that's a short list. That's my joke. But I mean, Hubert Humphrey just was an awesome, you know, if you couldn't grow up in Minnesota like I did, not have a love for Hubert Humphrey. And I did, you know, and he had a South Dakota connection. I lived there, you know, for a time in high school. So I was a big Hubert Humphrey fan. Mm-hmm. And my dad loved him. He took us to his funeral.
Well, I mean, everybody loved him
in
Minnesota.
He just was the happy warrior, you know. He really was. And
you didn't find too many Minnesotans who didn't love him.
So that was probably my influence, really, until Ronald Reagan. Right? Because my dad loved Hubert Humphrey. He loved Walter Mondale. He loved Wendy Anderson. He loved all those, you know, dyed-in-the-wool Democrats in Minnesota. And Ronald Reagan is the reason I really was. It's sort of as a kid in high school, trying to find your way was what inspired me to
say. Reagan himself was a Democrat back in the day.
You're right, he was. Yeah, and a union guy. Yeah.
Yeah, very much.
Absolutely. So,
but the best Reagan story was when he was announcing baseball for WHO in Des Moines. And the ticker tape broke.
And he kept going.
The guy falling off the ball for like, an hour and a half or something like that. Can you imagine that? I mean, because obviously back in the day, you didn't exactly have, you know, on-site people watching the game and big networks like you do today. But, you know, they fed all the information on a ticker tape. And, well, what do you do when it breaks? Do you tell the listeners it broke? Or do you try to keep them glued to the radio? He did his job. It's keep people glued to the radio. But
you're right. I think people forget, Todd, that he was a broadcaster, and that's how that all started. You know, kid out of Illinois. It really had kind of a hard luck story. His dad was you know, an alcoholic, as I recall. His mother raised him and gave him a foundation in faith. And it's a great story. The Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, is a great place to visit if you ever get a chance. I've spent hours there. They have actually Ronald Reagan's Air Force One there. So you actually can go in the plane in the Air Force Pavilion. It's really cool. The actual plane they actually have in this pavilion there.
That's awesome.
In addition to a piece of the wall, Mr. Gorbachev tear down that wall.
Yeah.
It's just a great place, and he's buried there. And my favorite Ronald Reagan quote is on his tombstone. And I mean, I still get tears in my eyes when I remember seeing this for the first time, and standing there at his gravestone and seeing the quote on his gravestone, and I'll mess it up. I don't have it exactly in my head, but it basically said, you know, I believe that in the end, good will always prevail over evil.
Yeah.
And that there's purpose and value to every life.
Hmm.
And, you know, I always thought that was a pretty profound pro-life statement, if you will, at a time of death. I mean, that really there's value. And
I'm not sure you find most politicians agreeing with that, because they at least secretly think, you know, there's a few people in the earth I wish would get out of the way and we can get things done.
But yeah, it's really inspiring.
So that is inspiring.
Yeah,
you're right.
It is inspiring. And also just the optimism in it. You know, that's what I loved about Ronald Reagan.
Oh, exactly.
It kind of ties to what's going on today in the headlines when we talk about the purpose and value to every human life. I mean, it's hard not to have an unbelievable amount of empathy regarding the death of this Debbie Dogskin, who was a resident of Standing Rock Reservation down at Fort Yates, North Dakota. And we've talked recently about the propane shortages going on in the state and the concerns over that. And now folks are saying, see, there's a shortage of propane and now a woman's dead. There's more to this story, of course, because evidently the neighbors said that she was drinking heavily that night and obviously had some issues.
Well, they'd set up shelters so that if you were short of propane, you had a place to go.
Right.
So
yeah, and even one of the officials there said that she believed that this woman was aware there were shelters, but you have to know you're low on heat or know the heat's not working or
not
you know.
True.
And I that's what, to me though, but that doesn't mean we think any, you know, in other words, there's purpose and value to this woman's life. That's the tragedy here. To me, the propane thing is almost incidental to it. Right. It's really more about you know, gosh, was there not someone in this woman's life that loved her enough to say, hey, I'm concerned about her drinking habits. I'm concerned that,
Anybody look in on her? You got to believe somebody would have.
Yeah, a neighbor, a family member, or whatever. That's to me. And sadly, I see Chad Oban, who's the executive director of the Democratic Party in North Dakota, retweeted this story. Which is a common practice, sadly, by
these days,
it is. I mean, and what happens is these stories get tweeted out and as somehow to say, see all these terrible things that are happening, and you know, there's a lot of good things happening, so we could all play that game a little bit. But his post said something to the effect of unbelievable money piling up in Bismarck, and this woman has to die.
And talk about the short version of the story.
Well, precisely. I don't know what.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story, I guess.
First of all, money is piling up in Bismarck. I'm with him. Okay. That's partly a result of a robust economy, and I happen to think they spend a little too much. But to suggest somehow that a pot of money can fix the situation.
That's a stretch.
Yeah, we ought not, and Republicans do this, and Democrats do this. We ought not try and play gotcha with human life. With a tragedy. Don't try and, you know, use the, you know.
Reagan would not have done that.
There you go. But Reagan would have had a deal. And I'm sad about this woman. I'm sad about the story that.
Very sad.
The Webster.
We should all be sad at that story. We should be.
The story about Watford City's Wayne Williams, who spent 2.5 days in a dumpster in Watford City, who came with his last penny to the oil patch for a job. Now, some folks say, see, this is what the oil industry is doing to North Dakota. No. The fact that there are jobs here and a chance to enhance your future here is a good thing. Sadly, so many people are in dire straits in the rest of the country that they come here without the best plan, if you will, and some issues, and end up in situations like this. You don't blame an industry.
Mom is a majorette, by the way.
There you go.
That's
she was.
Mom was a majorette.
I love it. All right. Ronald Reagan memories or anything else on your mind, tell us. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, folks? Now you know what's on ours.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit for political purposes my opponent's youth and inexperience.
the great ever, Ronald Reagan Lines. He would have been 103 years of age today. What do you remember most about the Gipper, folks? That's what we'd love to hear from you. By the way, later in the program, Doug Goring will join us, the Ag Commissioner. I think fair to say the embattled Ag Commissioner at this point.
Yeah.
Not only because of concerns of inappropriate conduct, which he has apologized for, but also the fact that he has a political opponent for the Republican nomination challenging some policy decisions of his. We'll give Doug a chance to talk about his accomplishments a little bit and also answer some of these concerns. Senator John Hoeven on the farm bill passing and some other news as well coming up next hour. This hour, though, we want to know what's on your mind. Ronald Reagan is on our mind. Somebody just texted me and said, Scott, sounds like you were Alex P. Keaton. I kind of was. In fact, my senior picture, Todd, don't laugh. I'll bring it in here someday. I had my dad was in the radio business.
Mm-hmm.
Rest his soul. Jerry Hanna died a few years ago, and my dad loved the show business side of radio.
Sure.
And he always, when you would come into the radio station, and have the pictures up of all the staff in front of a microphone with a little mic flag on it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So since I was a member of the staff, my senior picture was in a suit, leaning into a microphone with a flag. Very dorky. Very, very dorky. But
you were Alex P. Keaton.
I would wear a sport coat or not a tie, but very often a sport coat to school in high school. So
you were preppy before there was preppy then.
My wife and kids make endless fun of me because of that.
They should.
Yeah, it's so bad. Anyway, wow. So maybe I was Alex P. Keaton. But anyway, here's what some of you said about your favorite Ronald Reagan memories. Jason said, well... Tommy said, care for a jelly bean? Terry said, his visit to UND and speaking at the Hislop Sports Center. I was there.
In a sport coat?
Probably. Yeah, no, that would have been...
Ruined up Alex P. Keaton at that point there.
When would that have been? He came to campaign for Mark Andrews. But he was as president. So, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking 88 maybe.
So you were Alex P. Keaton then at that point.
Exactly, I was.
I bet you were.
I still have pictures from that event, though. It was it gave me chills. I remember my buddy Tom Clifford. Tom and Gail Clifford hosted him at the Hislop, and it was so great. Harry says, a vision of who America is, or maybe was. Rob says, his candid to the heart and honest speeches. Wish I could hear it from a politician these days. Colleen says he loved America. And America's. So you tell us what's your favorite Ronald Reagan memory if you have one. 855-200-1776. His love for people. His communication skills are my favorite. And, as I mentioned, this tragic story at Fort Yates is a prime example. And I think a sad state of the political affairs we find ourselves in today and the state of politics when you blame a party for the death of an individual. And if you follow the story at all, short supplies of propane obviously have been a problem, and the sheriff in that region has said the death of this woman was the first cold weather fatality of the year. Several people said the woman had been drinking heavily prior to her death, however. Her next-door neighbor, Lori Little Warrior, said she had carried Dogskin home Monday night after Dogskin sprained her ankle on the road outside Little Warrior's home. She said Dogskin didn't look well. Should this be connected to the propane shortage? Is there any connection here? Or is this just a sad human story? I want to know what you think. Here's a call that came in during the break at 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave us a message anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also welcome your calls on anything on your mind. We have the whole hour for it. 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com for your email questions or comments. Roll that clip, if you would, Shane.
Yes. I was listening this morning and to your show, and regarding the woman that did not have propane that supposedly has frozen to death, as well as the guy that is the dumpster diver amputee. I mean, come on, and to blame this on somebody else. I mean, all these actions were caused by these people. I mean, alcohol. I mean, come on, let's face it. Those areas that the female lived on, I mean, it's ridden with alcoholism and other problems. I mean, it's, you know, these people are not prepared for life. So if something happens to them, you know, it's a big deal. I mean, if these people would have been educated and gone out and trying to do something with their lives. And it's the same thing with that poor guy that the dumpster diver came out here ill-prepared with the dollars. Wherever he came from, he should have stayed a little longer and collected a few more bucks because, let's face it, this environment, the climatic environment that we live in is severe, and people should, you know, realize that, hey, you got to be prepared if you even come out here. So to blame this on the oil industry or blame that woman's death on lack of propane or whatever, you know, I think it's a lame excuse. I mean, totally lame excuse. It's always the person's fault. It's not the system or an industry or anything else. Thank you.
Good points. I agree with everything you said. Appreciate the call. And I don't, I think we also have to have some empathy. I'm sad that they had shelters. They anticipated this situation. There was infrastructure to support this very thing, but no one close enough to her, neighbor, family member, was in a position to you know, despite her challenges, get her to that help. And same thing with the individual in Watford City in the dumpster. Barb Becker, the pastor of Glory of the Lord Family Ministries in Watford City, said the church door was always open to Wayne Williams, but it was hard for him to unlearn the habits of homelessness. So again, that's an individual decision there. So, but it doesn't mean we ought to look down on these folks. I think that it's a recognition that, you know, there's, you know, with mental illness, there's, you know, some people that just make poor decisions. There's a lot of factors. Lonnie in Minot, listening on KCJB, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Lonnie.
Yeah, you were talking about Minnesota. Ever talk about Marshall, Minnesota?
Yeah.
That's home of Sean's Delivery.
It is indeed. You're right, Sean. I have a few cousins that have worked for Schwan's over the years down in that area, southwest Minnesota.
Very good food, and there's another type of apple pie out there, too.
Uh-oh, now you got Todd's attention. Is it Schwan's apple pie?
Dutch apple pie.
Dutch apple pie, okay.
And my favorite Reagan memory is when he's overseas and he tells them to tear that wall down.
Still gives me chills on the back of my neck.
Oh, exactly.
Amazing.
Yes, I remember watching that on TV up here when I was in Bismarck at one time. Now I moved to Minot.
Ronald Reagan and Pope John Paul were quite an alliance in the victory of the Cold War and bringing down that wall. It started really in Poland with the Pope John Paul.
Gives me chills to this very day.
Oh, me too, Lonnie. I'm with you completely. By the way, 9 Days That Changed the World is a great DVD that tells that whole story of how that spark started. Really is amazing. Lonnie, glad you're listening on KCJB. Thank you for listening. More of your calls, questions, and comments welcome after this break on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off, get the mud off. We've got the new demudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And the fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What's on your mind? Scott has left. I'm sure he'll be back. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. And, of course, don't forget, you've got to click on our Facebook and click on like there. If you have not already done that, and check in every once in a while because, you know, even when we're not on the... See, there's Scott. He decided to... I figured he'd probably ooze back in at some point. By the way, you can also get a hold of us anytime. Leave a message for us at 1-855-200-1776, option 1.
I was trying to find my favorite Ronald Reagan clip, but I should just leave it to Chris, shouldn't I?
I just told everybody you walked off the job, and we didn't know if you were coming back. No, I didn't do that.
I was investigating further pie options for our little trip Tuesday to the...
Well, you know, Wednesday is technically open if...
Should we try a different kind of food on Wednesday, you think? So we have free pie on Tuesday. Is that what you're saying, by Wednesday?
Yeah, well,
is that what you mean?
You could do that, too. Sure.
Yeah, all right.
What are you thinking?
All right, I'm going to go.
Let's go to South Dakota. Should be the I would love it if they would put a fifth face on Mount Rushmore. Ronald Reagan. I think he's Mount Rushmore ready. I don't know if Clark agrees, but he's calling from Belfouche, South Dakota, on What's on Your Mind, listening to 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains. Clark, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you? Hey, Clark, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling because of an interest. I just got in my pickup and I heard you talking about Reagan and the Pope and Poland and the 9 days to change the world. Is that right?
It was, yeah. I was talking, it's actually the title, 9 days to change the world, of a documentary that was done about really the spark that, you know, what lit the match, or, you know, the spark or the match that lit the whole, movement. And the Solidarity Movement, and ultimately the victory in the Cold War, was Pope John Paul, and then later Ronald Reagan, and just a great duo, those two, in my view.
And that's true, but I have a daughter who's in a convent in Poland, and we had the opportunity to travel back there, and the real spark that lit the spark was a man named Father Jerzy Papaluszko, who was a martyr. In 1983, I believe, when he was killed by the Pope. Polish communist, and he was the priest that would go into the Gdansk shipyard and say the mass, and he preached about freedom, and he preached his main message was to conquer evil by doing good. But if you really delve into it, and I would hope this documentary has it, it would talk about Father Jerzy, his burial mass had over 400,000 Poles there. And it's really quite moving. And there's a movie on it called Messenger of Truth that would probably go hand-in-hand with this documentary. But I'm glad to see there's this documentary because I love Poland.
Yeah, no kidding. Messenger of Truth. I'm writing that down. And tell me the priest's name again, Father.
Father Jerzy, like football jersey. That's how we pronounce it. And then Father Jerzy Popeluszko. Don't ask me to spell it.
Yeah, Father Jerzy P. I'm going out with it. But interesting story, and I do not recall whether he was featured in 9 Days That Changed the World or not, but I still have a DVD at home, so I'll check it out, and I'll try and find Messenger of Truth. What a neat story. Your daughter's still in the convent in Poland now, Clark?
Yes, she is. She should be making her first vow this June and then being assigned somewhere, hopefully back in Florida, so we'll see. But, Father Jerzy, it's part of a great story, that whole story. So.
That's really neat. By the way, do you think Ronald Reagan belongs on Mount Rushmore?
Very much so. Maybe more than a couple other guys that are on there. Yeah, I do. He's a great president. Great man.
Absolutely. Clark, good to hear from you. Glad you're listening in Belfouche on 550 K-Fire today. Thank you.
You betcha. I listen all the time. Thank you.
Appreciate that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Tragedies in Fort Yates and Watford City on our mind. Ronald Reagan's birthday on our minds. National Prayer Day today. They have a famous breakfast every year in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol where, get a load of this, Republicans and Democrats sit down with each other and just, you know, break bread and talk nice about each other. It's a novel concept.
That does happen. I heard the rumor. But,
yeah. What's here anyway? Anyway, the University of Mary is hosting Prayer Day at the campus of the University of Mary in Bismarck today as well. They opened doors in just a little bit here at 10. They have a keynote address from an amazing woman they brought in, and that's at 11. They have a book signing with her and a lunch at noon, an afternoon address at 1, and then the Eucharistic liturgy with the Bishop Kagan is this afternoon at 2:15. And so that's umary.edu/prayer day if you want more information on that. But I'm going to head up there later today. Looking forward to that as well. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Two questions. Ronald Reagan would have been 103 today. What do you remember most about the Gipper? A lot of your questions pouring in here on Facebook, and I want to get to those. And the other, you know, should you ever blame, you know, Republicans being blamed by Democrats right now for the fact that this woman has died at Fort Yates in a home that didn't have propane? And the line was, let me just quote it exactly so you can...
My question is, why has it become political at all?
So Chad Oban is the executive director of the Democratic Party in North Dakota. And we should invite Chad on to talk about this because maybe he didn't intend what I'm reading into this. There's a link to the story about the woman dying in the trailer home in Fort Yates. And then his comment, he tweeted out, unacceptable, exclamation point, while the money piles up in Bismarck, a person freezes to death. Now, Rob Port of the Sanding Blog wrote a story about this in which he says, there they go again, the Democrats are blaming Republicans for a woman dying. Now, that might be a little bit of a stretch in that it doesn't say Republicans are to blame, but there's some dots to connect here. While the money piles up in Bismarck, a person freezes to death, which says to me that Chad and the Democrats are trying to say that I don't know what. Whatever pot of money he's talking about, what do you use it for? How does it convince this woman to stop drinking? How does it cause this woman to not be in a state in which she doesn't know it's cold in her home? How does it, in other words, I think the folks at Standing Rock deserve some credit for having shelters, anticipating the situation, knowing that propane is a major heat source on the reservation. They were proactive. But again, you can't force somebody to go into a homeless shelter.
Right.
Or a warm shelter or anything else. You can't, you know, and to me the tragedy is, I would have tweeted, isn't it sad that a woman had to die without friends or family or neighbors pointing her towards help.
It'd be nice for Oban to be able to come on and explain his own statement rather than it get printed. Was it printed out of context?
Yeah.
We don't know. But if you were able to come on and actually just tell us, then we know.
Standing invitation for him to join us. Doug Goring will join us next hour, the Ag Commissioner, and also Senator John Hoven, by the way, this hour. Your calls, Craig and Mandan. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, see, you know, this Obamacare thing has been beat to death, I know, but, you know, it really doesn't strike home until it affects you personally. And just, you know, we've gotten letters from our Blue Cross Blue Shield in North Dakota saying we're going to be dropped because we don't have a, so they don't, can't get a birth control rider in there. And, of course, we're at the age where we don't have kids anymore, of course, but still they're dropping us. And then, but they gave us like three examples of other insurance or other policies that they've come up with that we could, you know, subscribe to. And my wife is self-employed and I'm working part-time but we make more than what the criteria is for assistance. But Blue Cross and Blue Shield is saying, well, we got this plan for $7,500 deductible for $400 a month. And I'm, you know, who is this Obamacare aimed for? Is it the low income people and then they get assistance? But what about the middle or the borderline people that can't afford the next step or the new insurance that they're coming out with? What do we do?
Very good question, Craig. I would really appreciate it if you would be willing to be part of what I'd like to do is invite some folks from Blue Cross Blue Shield on and go through your exact situation, because I think you're exactly the kind of case that just has everybody scratching their head. And quite honestly, we had Senator Heidi Heitkamp on the program on Monday. I don't know if you heard that interview, Tuesday, earlier this week. And, you know, she took some questions about Obamacare, but she said, you know, the only people that don't like Obamacare are just sort of crazy Republicans. She didn't say that, but I'm paraphrasing, that basically she was saying, you know, it's just partisans that don't like it. It's just political opposition. And I said, boy, I don't get the sense that it's that at all. I get the sense it's real people whose health care coverage has been impacted by the law. And,
absolutely. I mean, I was paying for the lowest, crappiest insurance that Blue Cross Blue Shield had, just so I could afford to have something in case something major happened. And I was paying myself, like $104, I think it was like $150-some a month. And that had like a $2,000 or $2,500 deductible. Okay, well, that's, you know, that's manageable. I can manage that. Say something serious happens. But, you know, and then all of a sudden here is jumps up to $7,500 out of your pocket and it barely covers anything. And now we're paying $400 or whatever for the lowest of their policies. And I don't know how your person is going to be able to do it. I mean, you go from $150 up to $400 and some. You know, and then you're talking $7,500 deductible now.
The likelihood of you ending up without insurance is a lot more under this new program designed to make sure more people had insurance. That's what just makes you about crazy on this. So, Craig, do me a favor, if you would. Hang on. Shane is going to get your information. I'm going to ask Blue Cross Blue Shield to come on. We don't need to use your last name or anything else, but just generically explain your situation and find out how many other folks are, number one, in that situation, and number two, what can be done about it. Would you be willing to do that?
Sure.
Okay, so hang on. We'll get that information. I'll invite the folks at Blue Cross Blue Shield to join us on a future program and do that, Craig. Thank you very much. John and Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Mentioned you at Humphrey earlier. Maybe if you got time, a quick story on a Ronald Reagan lover and the staunchest Republican I've ever known. My brother-in-law's folks lived and worked in Minneapolis all their life. His mother died. Dad bought a plot where she was buried, and then, of course, a plot for him next to her. When he died, the time went on, and then Hubert Humphrey died. And
John, just hold that thought. We have to take a break. Okay. We'll let you finish the story on the other side of the break. Other folks are weighing in on what would have been the 103rd birthday of Ronald Reagan today. We'll talk about that coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beedlesbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zion, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes, and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip for a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
I'm Scott Hinn on 11 before the hour. Okay, John and Grand Forks, go ahead and finish your story about Hubert Humphrey and Ronald Reagan, if you would.
Yeah, oh, I'll be quick. So, anyway, my brother-in-law's mother was buried in the family plot. A few years went by, Hubert Humphrey died, and it turned out Hubert Humphrey was buried in a plot right next to my brother-in-law's folks. And I remember your dad just went ballistic and blew a fuse, thinking that he'd have to spend eternity next to Hubert Humphrey. Now, that was a staunch Republican.
That is classic. That is classic.
Well, it was too late. He couldn't do anything because she was already there, so. Well, he couldn't stand the thought of that. Anyway.
Don't they have like a left wing and a right wing in heaven, too, then? And you just sit with your own ideology or whatever?
If his name was Waldemar, if they didn't, he probably created it when he got there.
So, yeah, anyway. Absolutely amazing. Hubert Humphrey was a dandy, man. Those speeches, everything. My favorite Hubert Humphrey line, stay out of bed, people die in bed. I love that line. You know, I mean, I just love that line. He just was, it was his personality all the way. He was a happy warrior. And
Ronald Reagan, wasn't it something he said to the prime minister was of France was upset about troops in France, and he made a comment about what do we do with all those graves? I can't remember it, but maybe somebody else will.
Yeah, you know what? Thanks for the call, John. The other quote that I think is appropriate when he talked about people choosing to live on grates. Do you remember when he talked about homeless? He was criticized roundly as being heartless because he talked about people choosing to live. We've got a problem, and people choose to live on heating grates. You know, it was a problem in Washington D.C. obviously because of the Carter economy that he inherited in the 80s, and people blamed Reagan for it and thought that was a heartless statement. But again, there is an element of homelessness that is a choice. I don't think I don't think anybody clear thinking chooses that. So I think there's always some mental health issues and some addictions and some other
maybe some people that do that.
Crosses the bear,
some not most, but some.
But again, certainly in America there are options, there are choices, and you choose not to avail yourself of those options. And that's what happened with this Wayne Williams in Watford City. Said, I hate the fact this guy lost his legs. He's lucky to be alive. And there's people that knew him. There's people that afforded him the opportunity to come to shelters, and as a pastor there said, it was very hard for him to unlearn the habits of homelessness. That cycle of dependency gets its grips in you, and Ronald Reagan took that on head on, and it's another reason to certainly applaud him. We have some calls that came in about Ronald Reagan off here, so let's get those in here before the end of this hour on the topic at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Yeah, my name is Jim. I'm New Old Patch. The thing I remember about Ronaldo Maximus is how he was able to move the country. He believed in American exceptionalism, and he never apologized for that. I also, another thing that I'm reminded of with Ronaldo Maximus is the fact that he was for the little guy. And he made no bones about that either. And his honesty and integrity were unmatchless. If the administration that we have now had just half of the integrity and the honesty that Ronald Reagan had, we would not be in the shape that we're in. Thanks. Have a great day.
Great comments, and he was for the little guy. You're absolutely right, because he was one. He came from nothing. Little kid, poor kid in Illinois, lifeguard to make a few bucks, had a dream to be on the radio, ends up calling, games on the radio, WHO, and that leads to an acting thing, and just, but he came from nothing. You're absolutely right, and he was for the little guy. He was for the entrepreneur. Here's another one. Let's roll that.
What I remember is on the very same day that Ronald Reagan was inaugurated, the hostages in Tehran, Iran, were released and let go home. And that's what I remember most of all. Thank you.
You know why? Peace through strength, without question. More on this on our Facebook page if you want to weigh in. We have another question up of the tragic story out of Standing Rock
A woman found dead in her mobile home with no propane on the reservation. On Twitter, after the story came out, Chad Oban, who's executive director of the Democratic Party in North Dakota, tweeted, "Unacceptable. While the money piles up in Bismarck, a person freezes to death. Our question for you, should North Dakota Democrats be blaming the death on Republicans? Should anyone be blamed for this?" Colleen says, "I thought they were still investigating the cause of death." They are. Ron says, "Let's wait until the investigation is complete before we throw stones." Tim says, "There's no reason that propane is so expensive. We should be thinking of the needs here at a home before exporting propane overseas. It boils down to corporate greed, and this woman may have died because of it." Sad. Bob says, "Typical Democratic response. If we could only have more socialism, most on the left, most of those on the left are total fruitcakes." I see. All right. Kathleen says, "They will throw mud at Republicans no matter what. Drilling makes them mad. Pipelines make them mad. Trying to kill the coal industry. Good. Their mud throwing is only effective with a handful of folks now." All right. Weigh in on our Facebook page. What's on your mind? We'll continue after this timeout.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.